I'm so happy that folks have house concerts here in the Pittsburgh area and that there are strong communities of bluegrass lovers, acoustic music lovers, singer-songwriter lovers, and all of the above, not necessarily just segments like that. And we have a great contra dance community here in Pittsburgh, and they had a dance last night featuring the group you're about to hear. There's a house concert tonight that we can give you an email address about for more information, or you can contact us and we'll send it along to you. That's the reason why I'm able to say from Maine, and they're here because they're able to travel and perform and include the Pittsburgh area on their itinerary. We have with us Johanna Davis and Adam Nordell, who are the two halves of Sassafras Stomp.
Pretty little girl in the county, oh, all dressed up in calico. I'm gonna love her in the morning, I'm gonna love her in the evening. Sing 'em like you love 'em, boys, you ain't above 'em. I'm gonna love her in the morning, I'm gonna love her in the evening. I'm gonna love her in the morning, I'm gonna love her in the evening. Corn sock, fiddle, and a peavine bow, watch her sway. Thank you.
We like to let every ring come through there, although I stepped on a little bit of it. Sassafras Stomp, it's so nice to meet both of you, and I really have been looking forward to having you because just looking at your website, listening a little bit to your music, I knew you were going to be a lot of fun to have here. I'd like to know a little bit just about how you sort of found the music that you're playing, whether it was part of your family or something that, you know, you encountered. And we might as well start with Adam, who's holding the mic. We'll let you be first.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us on your show, Larry. This is really exciting for us. So I'm from Montana, and Johanna is from Maine. And the kind of music that we're playing when we play for contra dances and those two fiddle tunes that we just played are really strong in musical tradition in Maine, where Johanna grew up, and here in Pittsburgh and elsewhere around the country as well. And if folks don't know what a contra dance is, it's a really fun social activity. People of all ages get together in a room with a live band, like what we're playing, fiddle and guitar, sometimes fiddle and piano or accordion or flute. And there's a person called a caller who teaches the dance and says things like, do-si-do, swing your partner, allemande left. And they teach you how to do those things, the very simple steps that you do with another person. And then they weave those moves together into a long dance that you do with everyone together in the room. And it's really fun. And that, I give you that bit of background because the kind of music we're playing is closely tied to that tradition of dance. And Johanna grew up dancing in Maine and grew up in a community of people playing for contra dances. I don't know if you want to say anything about that, Johanna.
Sure. I started playing the fiddle in grade school, in fourth grade, sort of the Suzuki classical style. But was sort of in the community, like Adam said, of contra dancing. My dad would go to contra dances, and I would go as a kid, just being around that kind of music, and found it really fun. And so sort of went in that direction rather than the classical route. The other thing, like Adam is saying, it's sort of the genre is more in the contra dance realm. And it's kind of a mix of a bunch of different traditional styles. We do play some more Irish stylistic tunes, and then also a lot of what we do comes from the Appalachian area, so old time, sort of the precursor to bluegrass. But it's a mix. There's some French Canadian stuff in there, some Scottish stuff. Really, anything that's kind of traditional and good to dance to is kind of what we're doing.
So how did you two meet each other, since you're from states that are fairly far apart?
Yeah. Well, Adam went to school in Maine, so that was the connection.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at a little college called College of the Atlantic, a little liberal arts school.
I had a feeling. I didn't want to assume
that. Do I have
that
look about me?
No, I've never been there. I've been to Maine. I've never been to the school. But we were working with a student last summer who was going to be a freshman there this fall. And when he described the school, it's like, wow, why didn't I know about this school?
It's a neat place.
Yeah, it sounds great. Now, Adam has also been doing foot percussion. That's what you heard there. He's playing guitar. Johanna is playing fiddle. I'm going to keep wanting to call you Johanna because I have a very good friend named Johanna. And it's like, I should know, New England, it's got to be Hannah, not Hannah. But, so how did your, it's not easy to do what you're doing with your feet as you're playing, for you maybe, but not for others.
Since you can't see me out there in radio land, I have some cowboy boots on, which have leather soles on them, and at my feet is a wooden board, and I'm doing sort of a train rhythm that sounds like this. My right foot is going back and forth like a pendulum on the downbeat and the offbeat, and then my left toe is sneaking in for a little pickup note. And that is a traditional rhythm that comes from the music of Quebec, Quebecois music. And if you listen listening to folk music from Quebec, really beautiful, beautiful, exciting fiddle tunes, high energy, fast dance music, and Maine being in northeastern New England, tucked up right against eastern Canada, it has been influenced heavily by the music of Quebec as well as the other eastern Canadian provinces, which have really, really exciting Irish and Scottish descended folk music. But in Quebec, the music comes originally from France.
Yeah, and Cape Breton, I'm sure you're influenced by too. There's some great fiddle players and fiddle tunes coming out. If you really love this, by the way, as you're listening, Radio Canada is not hard to get to. Online, you can listen to Radio Canada, and you'll hear some amazing. You'll need to find out when it's on, but there's some amazing programming available. Sassafras Stomp does have a house concert tonight. If you want information on that, why don't you just email us at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll get you details about that show. House concerts are informal, intimate concerts, just like it sounds. And we're going to get ready to have Sassafras Stomp join us again. Can't believe they had a dance last night, and they're up. Where were you before last night? Did you come in from...
Most recently, we were in Cincinnati. We had a house concert there, Chicago the night before that, Minneapolis last weekend. So we've been going around. We kind of cheated in that we were in Montana for 6 weeks, but we did leave Maine the beginning of December and haven't been home yet.
Wow.
But Pittsburgh is our last stop on this winter's tour. So we have the house concert tonight, and we're actually doing another dance on Sunday night.
Oh, good.
Which I can give you more info in a little bit.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
Last winter we played the Friday dance, which was really a treat. But it's nice to be able to be here for a little bit longer, especially when it's so warm out. It's like, it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's like this all the time.
Oh.
Really?
Not. Here again, Sassafras Stomp.
All right. We're going to do an original song here about the other half of our life when we're not traipsing around the country playing music. We run an organic vegetable farm in Maine. And here's a song about that called Four Bare Feet. The red dirt shows in the space between the rows. That grass will grow back, we'll be back at it with our hoes. Not in it for the profit, but the feeling in our souls. Four bare feet in the fresh turned earth, that's the way that this song goes. And I can see our years together, they're stretching out before us. Farm fields in the evening light at the edge of the forest. Trees always reaching towards the sun, I find myself drawn in your direction. Bit of money, not much sometimes, I know it's not enough. We stretch it where we can, like milk and eggs in a frying pan. Milk and eggs in a frying pan. Hard times show you where you stand. Hard times knock you down the line, looking for your lucky dime. And I can see our years together, they're stretching out before us. Farm fields in the evening light at the edge of the forest. Trees always reaching towards the sun, I find myself drawn in your direction. When the sideways light is playing on the golden tasseled corn, and the air of the flying geese points south once more, we can fill our stores with grain and the hope to do it all again. But if you're gonna work this hard, you better do it with a real good friend. And I can see our years together,
they're stretching out before us. Farm fields in the evening light at the edge of the forest. Trees always reaching towards the sun. I find myself drawn in your direction. I find myself drawn in your direction.
Sassafras Stomp, and hello to Larry in Elwood City, who just emailed to indicate how much he's enjoying listening to the two of you this morning. That's a nice song, and I was going to ask you about the farm because I did read in your background about that. That's got to be fun, I would think.
It is fun. Yeah, a lot of hard work, but really really fun and, gratifying. We have about 3 to 4 acres in mixed vegetables and then another 10 in grain. So we grow, the grains are an heirloom variety of flint corn. We have a little mill, so we make cornmeal. And we grow wheat and rye and make flour, dry beans, and then a whole mix of vegetables, sort of carrots, beets, sweet potatoes, peppers, tomatoes, lettuce.
Wow. So are you able to tour when the season is in? It must be hard.
Yeah, not so much. Basically, our biggest tour window is the winter time because in Maine there's not much going on.
Yeah.
And we are able to, we get away for weekends in the summer. So the way we decided to sort of structure our farming business was not to go the route of farmer's market, though it's fun and very cool to sort of have lots of interactions with your customers, but rather go the wholesale route. So we're wholesaling directly to some natural food co-op stores as well as a regional distributor.
That's gotta keep a lot of the fun in it, I would think, because while it's great to interact with people on a regular basis, if you've got known contracts and you can just spend your time growing really great stuff.
It's so
true. Knowing where it's going to go. And
it's sold before it's out of the ground, which at farmers markets, if it happens to rain the next day and then, you can't sell as much or it's a little more unpredictable.
How long have you operated the farm?
This season will be our year 6. Yeah,
that's great.
5 years under
that's
belt.
Great. That's got to be a real challenge to do it. And I think more and more people are discovering that, are rediscovering that it's a good way to eat. CSAs are really popular here.
That's great.
Community sustained agriculture, and it's in fact here at this very museum. It's really easy to share CSA boxes with people.
Really?
So, or to even specify individual things you might want. And it's folks are making it easier and easier to eat well. So that's good. Now, there's another dance tomorrow that we should mention, Sunday. So you could come and listen, but you also, if you go by yourself, that there is a caller who is also a teacher who will tell you what you need to do, and you could get involved. It's not a closed club, but
that's right.
Sometimes people come to listen too. Where is it?
That's right. Yeah. So everyone's welcome. It's going to be really fun. It's at Carnegie Mellon University, and it's located in the
Skibo
Small Gym, which is, I understand, at 5098 Tech Street. And the dance runs from 5:30 to 8:30. And as you mentioned, there's a caller. Our friend Michael Hamilton is going to be calling the dance, and he's great. He'll make it really accessible for anybody who wants to come and learn how to do it or check it out. We'd love to see you there.
Great. That's right at Carnegie Mellon. Tech Street is right adjacent to Schenley Park. It's where the gymnasium is. Don't think of Skibo Hall, a building that isn't even there any longer, but was there for a long time. It's the gym there. There's a lot of Skibos. That was Andrew Carnegie's castle name. And 40 years ago, it was Skibo, but it became Skibo. It's one of those tomato, tomato.
Cultural drift.
Yes, good. Exactly. Here we have Sassafras today. featuring Johanna Davis and Adam Nordell. And what do you want to do next?
I think we'll play a couple more fiddle tunes. The first one is called Hut on Staffan Island. And then the second one in the set is our version of Cumberland Gap, a really traditional old-time Appalachian tune.
That's a frass stomp here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Before I forget, we want to thank Julia and David,
yes,
who are the hosts of the house concert and the energy behind bringing the energy of the two of you here.
Totally. We're really grateful to those guys. And just a tiny bit about the house concert. It starts at 7 tonight for those who are thinking about coming. If they just contact you here at the studio, you can get the specific info.
Yes, we'll give you everything you need to know.
Yeah, but those guys have a great house for house concerts. Good to fill it up with people. So, yeah.
How's the house concert scene in Maine?
It's good. Yeah, there are definitely people around that host them. Sometimes it's like a series, you know, it happens once a month or something like that. But we also have friends that will just sort of spontaneously host a house party. I not just as a musician, but as a concert goer, really enjoy the house concert model. It's so intimate. You know, you get to hang out with the artists and hang out with other people. There's usually a potluck or food, and you meet neat people.
Well, it's really fair to generally for the musicians, at least I think it is from from what I know and understand.
Definitely. You're not the
the admission, suggested donation admission, usually isn't going to the upkeep of the people's house as much as a venue would be, you know?
Yes, I'd like you to come. Ricky and I would like you to come to our house later tonight. We can't pay you, but you'll get a lot of exposure in our house. We've got two cats, or one cat. My gosh. One cat that will watch you. It's something. And it's just often when you go to a house concert, again, even if you go by yourself, there's an affinity. There's something attracted you to hear music in that setting or of that genre. And as a result, you're going to be with people that you have something, at least one thing in common with.
Definitely.
So it's a nice way to meet people and just sort of. Lately, the analogy I've been using is shake up the snow globe that is our environment. You know, just shake that up a little bit.
That's right. Run into a few new people and make some new connections. Yeah. It's always a good thing.
You can learn more about Sassafras Stomp at their website. It's tricky because it looks like Sassafras has an extra S in it because it's the S to stomp. But we've linked to it to make it less tricky. You can go to slvradio.org and click on it, or just Google Sassafras Stomp. It'll come. And there's a CD available there, too, I think.
That's right. Two CDs.
Two CDs, yeah. That you can get if you're enjoying the music. And I want to be sure we continue to enjoy the music. What do you think you'd like to do next?
How much more time do we have?
I'm happy to tell you that. We have about, up to 20 minutes of radio time, but I also want to respect, you know.
We'll stay here all day. This is great. We're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Let's do another song then. This is going to be a song about my hometown in Helena, Montana. That's a little, the identity of the song. I like to write songs that reflect place and reflect landscape and landmarks and how we relate to the places around us. That's a little obscured in this song, but my hometown was founded during the Gold Rush, and if you listen really closely, you'll hear a few gold mining references. There's some suggestions of panning for gold or striking a claim, which is what the gold-seeking pioneers did when they wanted to claim a spot and dig for gold and see if they could strike their fortune. That was called striking a claim. So if you listen closely, there will be a few references to those things.
Once again, our pleasure to welcome Sassafras Stomp.
And this is a song called Ever Rising Arc. Two. Space around here. They say the future is a wide frontier. I put on again the well-worn boots. It's time to spring fast from all the old roots. I'm gonna learn to write a happy song. Love as bright as the day's long, and a heart as strong as the night is dark, and I will stake my claim on the ever-rising arc. Some things that fly, they never fall. Could that be my story after all? As many times as I tumble to the rocks, my flights of fancy find their way lost. I'm gonna learn to write a happy song, with a love as bright as the day is long, and a
heart is strong as the night is dark, and I will stake my claim on the ever-rising arc. There's no more space around here. They say the future is a wide frontier. That's why we're always headed west, as if in search of cinematic sunsets. But I think our prospects pan out fine. Everything turns to gold in the evening sunshine. So strike your most heroic stance. We'll give it one last chance. We're gonna learn to write a happy song with a love as bright as the day is long, and a heart as strong as the night is dark, and I will stake my claim. Yes, I will stake my claim on the ever-rising arc.
Sassafras Stomp. That's a great song.
Thank you.
Just a beautiful song. You know, I was thinking, I'm glad you brought up Montana again. There have got to be a lot of misperceptions about Montana, right? I think a lot of people have never been there. I know, and I know I'm wrong. I haven't been there. I immediately I think of barren land. It's not, right? I mean, there's a what?
Yeah. Well, it's a big state. There is barren land. On our drive out here, we left Montana about a week and a half ago, and just for a 30-second cross section of the state, which was our drive, we left Helena, which is right next to the Continental Divide. So you've got the highest division of watershed anywhere in the country. If water falls just to the west of Helena, it goes down to the Pacific Ocean. And if it falls on Helena proper or east of Helena, it goes all the way down the Missouri River, the Mississippi, down into the Gulf of Mexico. So it's sort of it's the top of the country in terms of the way the water falls. It's that part of the state, the western third, is mountainous and rocky and beautiful, pine and fir tree forests. It is very dry. We get about 11 inches of rain on a good year.
Wow.
So that makes it hard for people who want to grow things there, but people do it. And then the eastern two-thirds of the state is fairly flat, prairie, high prairie, with winding rivers, the Missouri and the Yellowstone River and the Milk River and the Tongue River. And that's sort of farm country out there.
Sounds beautiful. You must miss, do you have family out there still?
I do, yep. My parents and sister and brother-in-law and niece and nephew. And yeah, I've got a bunch of family around Montana.
Yeah, it sounds great. The other thing, everybody thinks of Frank Zappa, right?
That's right. That's right. You can't actually grow dental floss in Montana, contrary to popular belief. I'm not sure where they grow dental floss, but maybe it's in Idaho. I don't know.
Ricky, have you been to Montana? Montana? No? Okay. I thought maybe in your geologic history, not her geologic history. Ricky's has a degree, a couple degrees in geology. Yeah. And I thought maybe field camp was there. I didn't mean your own geologic time frame, your own personal time frame. I'll bet there's beautiful geology there.
There is, sounds, yeah.
Great. The arc you mentioned in the last song, was that did that have a mining or landscape reference?
No, more opaque than that.
Okay.
I was thinking about.
I liked the
metaphor.
Bell curves
in nature, how things tend to go in waves, and what goes up comes down. The moon waxes and wanes. The seasons tumble in on each other.
When you mentioned
this contradiction that we have to hold hope and hold. Forever believe that things will be better. I feel like that's one of my ways of coping with life, and that's a contradiction that I like to play around with.
Yeah, hope is a way of coping.
Yep, and that the things will always rise on an ever-rising curve and not come back down, even though they do, and we have to be okay with that, too.
Yeah, only when you started to describe the Great Divide, it occurred to me that's sort of an arc heading to the Great Divide, and that's kind of...
That's true.
Curve
another
on both
bell curve
sides.
Over the mountains.
But yeah, it's sort of that asymptotic hope or always rising.
Yep.
You know, there's always room, more and more hope.
That's right.
We can keep talking like this, or you probably want to hear more music. Let me just remind you that I meant you, the audience, you too. But as you listen today, first, thank you for doing it. We're on a new station today, just for today, which is kind of cool. You're actually on AM radio in addition to our regular five FM affiliates.
So cool.
One of our
you
FM.
Made it.
Yeah, you made it. You finally made it to well, you're on actually a station with legendary call letters in Pittsburgh, WZUM, which is best known for its countercultural sort of progressive era in the 60s. And I want to thank Ed DeHart for he learned we were going to be preempted on one of our stations today. He said, hey, how about if we take your feed and broadcast SLB? And Ed, thank you for doing that. If you're listening to WZUM right now, thank you for tuning in, and especially if you're new to SLB. Tune us in next week. At 88.3 FM. It's kind of neat. You're at the very highest point on the... Here's that arc again. Here's that. You're at the very highest point on the AM dial right now. Next week, you can hear us at the very lowest point on the FM dial. If only the kilohertz and megahertz were switched, it would be a perfect analogy. But no. we're going to have time for at least probably at least two, maybe a third song from Adam and from Johanna. And what would you like to do next?
We're going to do a waltz. This is most of what we've done so far has been in 4/4 time, if you like music and music theory. And this is something that we play at a contra dance. That's not a social dance. It's a couple's dance. And you dance it with one partner, one friend, in 3/4 time. And it's an original waltz called St. Anthony's. Thank you.
so nice to hear you doing original songs as well as some of the older songs you've done. And you hopefully both get a chance to play your heart's content. You know, you've dances are one thing, but you're able to play other songs as well as you travel, which is terrific.
Yeah, it's a nice thing about sort of doing the mix of dances and then concerts where, you know, Adam's original songs or old time songs, people can listen to the words a little bit more. We do sing a little bit for dances, but there's a lot going on at a dance, so it's nice to have sort of some sit down focused stuff as well.
So as you were growing up, Johanna, you mentioned you were kind of a dance hall girl, right?
Yeah.
With your folks. An image I love on your website is you were the little girl in the sleeping bag as everybody kept dancing.
That
sounds very true. Did you clog at all?
You know, no, not growing up. Sort of much more recently, Adam has gotten into that, and I've kind of copied him a little bit here and there. But yeah, not when I was little.
Is clogging pervasive in Maine? It is in parts of Pennsylvania, and in this area especially, there historically have been the Coal Country Cloggers and a number of other groups, and certainly in West Virginia with various styles.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's pervasive in Maine. There are a lot of people who like it. We love it. A lot of our music does come from southern Appalachia, from Tennessee and West Virginia and North Carolina and that whole area, which is what clogging has sort of multiple cultural meanings sometimes. But I tend to think of it being more southern Appalachian down in the southeast.
Though there is also like French Canadian folks while they're dancing will do a standing version of what Adam's doing sitting down. But I'd say majorly in Maine, like the foot percussion that Adam's doing right now sitting down is kind of mostly what folks will do. There's also like a Cape Breton style of clogging or tap dancing-ish.
Where would you classify John Hartford? Do you know John Hartford's footwork is? That's probably neither here nor there. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, actually, I haven't seen any videos of him.
I'll show you some.
Oh, cool.
I'll show you some. He's amazing.
Yeah.
There's some really good videos on YouTube from the early 70s that are just amazing. I meant to ask you at College of the Americas.
Of the Atlantic.
I'm sorry.
Right. I didn't go to College of the Americas.
Is there one? Oh, no. That's,
there was. There is. It's been renamed.
Yeah.
Different type of school altogether.
Yes, I know what that school is now.
Yeah.
what did you study at College of the Atlantic?
So COA is a unique school. There's only one major there, which is a Bachelor of the Arts in Human Ecology, which is an interdisciplinary educational philosophy. So students, they're sort of design their own curriculum. And a lot of them wind up with a focus on environmental science and the ways that that human life intersects with the natural world. Just really broadly describe what human ecology is.
No, that's great. Were you there also as a student or?
No, I didn't go to college.
Okay. What was the exact intersection? Did you meet?
My brother. My brother went to school with Adam.
Okay.
And he also plays music. So
I don't mean to ask so personal.
Oh, not
personal,
at all. Not at
all.
My brother also plays music. So they got connected.
Yeah.
That.
You guys fit really well together. You know, it is the month that Valentine's Day is in. We can talk about how people meet each other and, you know, where they come from and all that.
Yeah. And to put in another plug on that note to the contradance. We did meet at a contradance for the first time. So that's always something to keep in mind if you're curious about contradancing. Also if you have young ones or if you are a young one and you're interested in this contradancing thing that we've been talking about, there's a family dance here in Pittsburgh once a month, including this coming Friday. And that starts at 6 p.m. There's a potluck at 7 p.m., I believe. And then if you like it and you want to stay for the rest of the evening, The regular dance starts at 8, and you can find out more about where that family dance is happening at pittsburghcontra.org.
That's terrific. I didn't know about that. I'm glad you mentioned it. Tonight, there's a house concert, 7 o'clock. In fact, I just emailed somebody some information on that. I'll gladly do the same if you email us at slb@slbradio.org. And tomorrow, Carnegie Mellon Tech, the gymnasium, Skibo Gymnasium on Tech Street, there will be a contra dance you can be a part of starting at
5:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night.
So go there to get some instruction if need be, but you'll be told what to do and it'll follow along.
It's not hard.
Yeah, it's like a caucus without any responsibility. You can just go and purely enjoy yourself. Maybe we should all have contra dance, voting by contra dance. It would be more civil.
Idea. I like that idea. I vote for that.
I think I'm going to let you play us out, if that's okay,
sure.
Because we end right at noon. Johanna Davis and Adam Nordell, Sassafras Stomp.